So we've got a smaller group today, which is awesome. So if you're way in the back, or even if you're like kind of in the back, could you come forward so that we can be in like one area and work together? That would be awesome.
Awesome.
I have a mic, but I haven't turned it on yet, so I'll do that in a second.
Is that the one Nicole set you up with?
Yeah, okay. Or she just handed it to me. So
make sure that was the one hooked to the camera. Cause
sorry, I don't
understand. Wanted to make sure that was the one that was hooked to the camera.
Okay.
So we can get you.
Okay. Oh, I see. So it's not going to make me talk loudly throughout the room.
I think it will also make you talk loudly.
Okay, so I need to turn it on. It's not on right now. Okay. There's a red light on.
Yeah. And while we're getting ready, does anybody not have a piece of
strip? Yeah, so apparently it will not amplify you, so you're just going to push
it. John, that sounds great, yeah.
Awesome. Keep your hands high.
I'm ready. Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
All right, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming out. If I can have your attention. So my name is Karen. Me and Aaron, see you right now, are our coordinators. If you have any questions, comments throughout or after, you can talk to us. Today we're in for a very special treat. We've got Nick Zufelt from the Department of Mathematics upstairs here, and he's going to be talking to you about knot theory, and that's not my knot. So let's give him a hand.
All right, great. I'm really excited to be here. I hope you're all really excited to be here. Does everybody have either a blue or a white string? You don't need both. You just need one. Does everybody have one? Does anybody not have one? That's a better question. Okay, great. Before we use that, I want to show a really silly video. I was going to start out this talk by saying, oh, does everybody remember this game? And then I realized that it was from my childhood, so that's like a really long time ago, a couple of decades ago. So hopefully I can get this up and running relatively quickly so that I can show. Yes, please. Show. Okay, I got one of them going. Go. Okay, one's probably enough. All right. How many people have seen the game Guess Who before? Guess Who? You remember the game Guess Who? Oh, wow, a lot of people. All right, so let's watch this just because it's adorable. Just audio. Oh, I love that. Game cards do not actually talk. This is back in the 80s when you definitely did not have to say that to people because it certainly couldn't be the case that game cards could talk. All right, so we're done with the audio. If we could, maybe can you turn the lights back on for me? All right, great. So why did I show you that video? I want to talk to you today about knots. And before we do that, we have to figure out what are we doing? What are we trying to do with these knots? So in that game Guess Who, there are good ways to play, and there are bad ways to play, right? If I started playing that game against, say, my brother, and this actually happened, I was not that good at this game, I said, okay, are you Sam? And he said, no. And I flipped one card down. And then he said, are you a man? And I said, no. And so then he flipped 9 cards down or something like that. And I said, okay, are you Julia? No. And I flipped one down. And then he said, okay, do you have red hair? And I said, yes. And so he flipped basically all of, there's like 2 left at this point. And I was like, oh man, he's so winning. Okay, are you Craig? No. All right, flip that one down. What am I doing wrong? Yeah.
Only guessing one person, so you flipped out less people.
Yeah, I need to.
Even though you have a, even though if he says yes, you win, the chances of you getting that are really slow.
Yeah, so what's your name?
Eli.
Eli. So Eli told me that if I guess it correctly, then I win. But if I don't guess it correctly, then I got no helpful information. Right? And so I might end up going through the entire list of people, putting one down at a time. And by then, my brother would have beaten me like 10 times over, which he happened to do. And so that's not a smart way to play. A smart way to play would be sort of like how my brother played. And he said, okay, here's an idea. I'm going to say, okay, are you a man or are you a woman? And that gets rid of about half of them, right? So now I have a way smaller pool to work with. And so what he's doing is he's using the adjectives of people to lower the amount of things that I could possibly be, and he got to a solution very quickly. And we're going to see that today when we're studying knots. But, here's another question. Suppose I started to get a little smarter about this. I said, okay, I need to do the red hair thing, right? So maybe I ask him, does your person have red hair? And he says, yes. Okay, and so that means that he has to be Julia, right? Because she has red hair. Well, no, because also Bobby might have red hair, right? So the important thing to keep in mind is that you can use these adjectives to do some things, but not all things, right? How many people in here have dark hair, brown hair, black hair, something like that? Do you see somebody other than you with your hand up? Yeah, you are not the only person in this room with dark hair, right? So if I say, oh, you must have dark hair, so you must be Sarah, that's not correct, right? So we're going to see that a lot today. We're going to start talking about knots, and you might think, like, okay, this is really easy, Nick. Like, what are we doing? But that same question is going to come up when we start studying knots. So let's get started with that. So I have a really big string so that you hopefully can all see it. So when I want to study a knot in mathematics, if I just take a string and I tie a knot in it, tie my favorite knot in it, and I pull it down to something and I have these two freely floating ends, then can I untie this? Is it possible to untie this knot?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really easy, right? I just kind of have to do it. You just kind of play with it a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And there, it's untied. So do you think that it's possible to untie every knot? Yeah, you just undo what you did before, right? You do something, blah, 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 do some stuff, whatever, whatever. Okay, I have a knot. Now, undo exactly what you did, right? Just go backwards. Okay, here we go. And there, it's untied. So that's kind of silly. That is not the way we want to do things. So what I'm first going to do is I'm going to first require that we tie a knot in our string, and then we have to kind of make sure that we can't untie it. So we're going to hold the two ends together somehow. So the way that we're going to do that is So the most difficult part about a knot theory talk is the homophone knot and knot, N-O-T and K-N-O-T. So I am not going to use the word knot here. What we're going to do is we're going to tie the ends together. And the way that you do that is by tying what I'm going to call a square tie. So to create a knot, and I'm going to say a mathematical knot, step one is going to be something. And then step two, we'll get to step one in a second. Step two is to tie the ends together. So the way that we're going to do that, everybody hold up your strings real quick. First make this. This is the simplest possible knot. This is the knot you make when you're tying your shoes. Right? So just take one end, loop it around the other one, and pull it under. Right? Just like when you're beginning to tie your shoes. Everybody got that one? Now, pull that tight. What happens? You get down to nothing. So that's not good. That's not tying the ends together. That isn't tying the ends together. So do it again. Go back to the beginning. Make that starter piece. And then do it a second time. This is called a square knot. And then pull it tight. And now you have a closed string. Okay? So everybody make sure you can do that first. If you can't do that, ask me how to do it. So I'm going to draw that picture up close. So tie the ends. And so the first thing you do is you create one of these, like this. And then you do it again. drawing knots is, believe it or not, is not something I'm amazing at. Okay, hold on. There. So this end floats off. This end comes to here. There. Now, when you take that and you pull it tight, then you have the ends closed. Okay? So that's how we're going to make our strings into a closed circle. And now we can actually do some knot theory. Right? So step one in making a knot and a mathematical knot is to tie your favorite knot inside the string. And then you close the ends together so that you don't untie it, so that you can't untie it. Okay? So everybody do that. That's exercise number one. Make any knot, any mathematical knot. So tie your favorite knot in this string, something complicated if you want, and then do that process to tie the ends together. Okay? Then hand it to somebody next to you and see if they can untie it. Ready, go. They're going to need pencils eventually anyway, so that probably makes sense, yeah.
All right. If you're having trouble undoing a tie, please raise your hand and I'm just going to give you a pencil to help you with the
question. Okay, so let me make one of these too. Did you get a good one?
I accidentally pulled mine
out. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do.
I'm trying to do which knot.
Figure eight knot, this one here. Just like that.
If this string was longer, I would do a one hand roll at these. I don't know how to do it either way.
Okay, if you've made a knot, hand it to your neighbor and see if they can untie it. Without untying the ends. Oh, yeah. That's a lot harder now, huh?
Can we use scissors?
Oh, no, no scissors. No, you can't cheat.
You have to make a knot in the middle first.
Yeah, so you tie a loose knot and then you tie the ends together. Everybody doing okay? Yeah, if you can't, if you untied it, then yeah, you probably should do another one.
So, did you show me the knot? Yeah. Look
up the stuff like that. Okay, so look back up front for 1 second. Look back up front for 1 second. So remember, the rule is you tie some knot in it, you tie your favorite knot in it, and then after you have that, then you tie the ends together. Okay? So you just do this little square knot thing at the end just to tie the ends together. So that now the ends are together, and now I have this sort of loose knot inside my string. Okay, that's the process. This is a mathematical knot. Okay, how'd we do?
Terrible.
Did we all make good knots? How many people made a knot, tied the ends together, and then gave it to the neighbor, and they were able to untie it? How many people's neighbors could untie it? Only a couple. How many people's neighbors were not able to untie it? Oh, okay, cool. So I have a question. So if I make a knot in here, so I'm going to make a knot in here, and then I'm going to put the square knot on the end to make it nice and tight. So this is a mathematical knot, right? It's a knot in a closed string, as in the ends are tied together. Is this unknottable? Yes or no? How do people know the answer to that? That's a really hard question. I don't know the answer to that question off the top of my head. What you need to do is you need to find some way to prove to me, you got to prove to me that you can't untie it. If you can untie it, that, how do you prove it to me? You do some work, blah, 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 and you show, oh, okay, look, there's nothing in here, right? That was a trick, though, because I hid it in my hand. Because this actually is a knot, and you can't unknot it. So what I want to, that's a first really hard, in general, question to answer, is, okay, you do this process, you make a knot, blah, 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 and can you untie it? Yes or no? It's sometimes very hard to answer that question. In particular, let's take a look at this one. So everybody try making this one. So set it down on, if you pull up, you can pull up these desks on the side so that you can just nicely set your yarn down. Everybody try to make this one here. Be very careful that it crosses over itself correctly. And then see if you can untie it after you make that. All right?
Can you explain to us how to make it?
Yeah, sure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at, so I'm trying to make this knot, right? So really, there's going to be like a little piece of something hanging off here, and like with some little strings, but I'm not going to draw that in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it down, set the string down. So let's see, how am I going to make, say, this part right here? Well, I'm just going to set it down on the table so that it's kind of round there, okay? And then I'm going to pick it up at certain points and make it go underneath itself. Right, why don't we do a warm-up real quick? Why don't we do an easier one? Why don't we do this one first? Does everybody see how to do that? What do? You just kind of put your string on here and you wind it around. Right, you wind it around, And then maybe you get back to this point and you've already got some string here, so you pick it up and put the string underneath it so that you have this, and then you keep going. Can you come up here and help me real quick? So just hold the string right here. So maybe I'm laying my string down on the table, and I get to this point here, and then I come along, down here. Great. So then I'm coming along here, and I get back to... The string is too small for this big knot. So I get back to this point here, and now I have to pick this up and go underneath this. Like that, you see? And now I've made that. And then at the end...
A long one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I could maybe do that. That would probably be fine. Can you get the duck cam going for me, Aaron? So as I go here, I have to go... The picture looks like this piece goes over. So I scoot it underneath this, and then I keep going. So I'll do it on the dot cam. So why don't you first try making this one? This is good. This is making my point that we should switch over to pictures soon.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play with the diagram for just a second. Is this going, the dot cam?
It's trying to warm up.
Okay.
Yeah. We might want to, instead of turning it off, better to just sort of darken the screens so that
okay.
The,
that
so
sounds good.
Have to
I need a blue
again.
One, not a...
Okay.
Oh, I have a blue one over here. Which one are these? Which one are those? There we go. Okay, there we go. All right, so can everybody... Apparently we need to replace that one limb. Can everybody see my hand? Yeah? Okay, so if I want to make this knot here, what do? I just lay some string down in the pattern, and then when I have to go under or over, I just kind of do it. I just kind of go under, over here, and then I scoot it under this by picking this up, putting it under. And then if I look again, it went under here, so now it has to go over here. So I'm going to make it go over this one. You see how I got zoom out. Out. Right? So I've got it so far, and now I'm ready to tie the ends together. Right? Because now it looks like this picture, except the two ends aren't tied together. So then I just tie the ends together using that trick that we just talked about. Come on. Come on. Okay, and so then I've made that knot. Does everybody understand how to do it? So everybody try to make this knot first with their string. I'll redraw it. So this has to go up through here.
This one's going under.
Oh, have I done it wrong? Going under, yeah, definitely. Thank you. So this way. Yep. And now this goes under, over. Which one?
The second one.
Am I sure it's correct? How?
I feel that, you know, the bottom part, right?
Uh-huh.
They're both over.
Yeah.
The side. So then it's...
So then what happens?
You can just move it down. You don't need to have it there.
And so what happens?
So you can move it down.
Mm-hmm. And then?
You get a simpler knot.
And you get a much simpler knot, right?
Yeah.
What knot do you get when you do that?
Are you getting this first one?
You're getting nothing back. You should just get it untied.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing something wrong still. Oh, no, I was right the first time. Shoot. Okay. So that comes around. It goes like this. I've made this knot now. Okay, so how many people made that first knot? Yeah, okay, so did everybody make the first knot? And could you untie it when you tried it, when you finished it up? No, okay. So do you think it's the case that most of the time when you do this, you cannot untie it? Yeah, right? Because if you tie a knot and then you tie the ends together, how are you going to untie it? You can't untie it, probably. But how do you show that you can't untie it? So I have a much longer string up front. So I made this one here, and it's sitting on the floor over here. I'm going to attempt to pick it up and show you that it's basically this. Can you just grab this right strand here with a knot on it and pull it to the side? You see how that's basically this? Yeah? So Based on what we've seen so far, do you think I should be able to untie this or no? Probably not, right? But let's see what happens when I just start to mess with things. Whoa! So the important point is that you can't necessarily trust your senses, because sometimes you actually can untie it. Right? So just because you mess around with it for a little while and you look at it and you're like, this is a mess. How can I untie this? That doesn't mean that you cannot, definitely cannot untie it. So that's a really important question in knot theory. And that's the first big question that we want to be able to definitively answer one way or the other is it knotted? Okay, because we saw with this one, it might look like it's knotted, but the answer could still be no, it's not knotted, it's unknotted, right? So that's the first important question, is it knotted? The second question relates to different knots. So if I take a knot, maybe I'll go right here. So that one that I just had on the board was this one here. Maybe it was that one here like that. I want to make sure I can actually make this doable. So over there, yeah. Okay. So if everybody still has these in their strings, yes? Okay, so make this as I'm drawing this. I want you to make this and then show that you can turn it into this. So make it like you just did before. And then play around with it and then set it down on your table and have it be exactly that. You see what I mean? So go from the first one to the second one by messing with the string. So go from this one to this one, that is. So where did my other string go? Hey, Sarah, can you hand these out with other people? Looks like people are still making strings. So, as you can see, this is going to be really hard to deal with if we have to physically make each one of these strings. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at pictures. But the important point that we made so far is that looking at pictures can sometimes be misleading, right? So the other point is, so let's take this thing that I made here and turn it into this one. So I think I have all the crossings backwards on this, though. But that'll be all right. So I think what I need to do is just grab a piece and flip it over like that. See, if I flip it over like that, then I can kind of make it look like the one on the right-hand side. Everybody see what I did there? I can go backwards by kind of taking it and flipping it back and sort of smoothing it back out here. Right? And so then I can go forwards again by flipping it over again. Right? So the important thing is that pictures might correspond to the same knot, because I can maybe move it around in space. Okay? And so the first question is, okay, here's a knot. Have you actually tied something that's knotted, or can you untie it? The second question is, are two knots the same? So I give you two knots. And that's also a very important question. Here, these two knots are the same. They might look different, but they're in fact the same. Okay? So hopefully coming out to you right now is a worksheet where we're going to learn a bunch of different ways to distinguish, to tell apart some of these knots. All right? So the first thing that we're going to learn is about the string number. So suppose I took this knot here, the one that I have on the board, and then it's made out of blue yarn, and then maybe I take it and I make another one out of white yarn that sort of goes with this guy. So I'm going to maybe just make it loop through like this. And then I'll tie these two ends together over here. Okay? So I use two strings to make that knot. You agree? Do you think I can make that knot out of one string? No, that doesn't make any sense. Could I make it out of three strings? No, I have to use two strings to make it. There's two circles in that picture, right? And so in order to make this, I need two strings. And so I'm going to call that the string number of a knot. All right, it's the number of strings that I need to use to make it. So that's not so hard to count, right? Because you just put your finger somewhere on the picture of the knot, and you run your finger along the circle until you get to the end. If you still have stuff to do, if you still haven't traced out the whole picture, then you do it again. And then maybe there's another, so there's still some more of the picture to do, and you do it again. All right? So what is the string number of, I think I actually have some, no, I'll do it on the board. Okay, so if I take a knot, or if I take a string, and I make a knot out of it, this took one string to make, right? If I then go and put something else inside of here, this way, this took two strings to make. And I can keep doing this, right? And as you, if you see me drawing the knot, then that's pretty easy to tell you how many strings I needed because you saw me do it. But if I just give you that picture, you might say, oh, how many strings does that need? So what you do is you put your finger on here, and you run along. And say, okay, so this is the first one. Running along here. And maybe if you draw it with a color, you'll see that I have, that was one string. So I'm going to use maybe red, or you can just use your pencil color. That'll be different than the other one. So as I travel along this, don't jump across the strings here. Okay, so that is one. And I'm not done, right? Because there's still some white that I haven't done yet. So now I'm going to start anywhere else. I'll start maybe here, and I'll keep going. You can use different colors if you want to, but it doesn't matter. You're just looking for when you're done, when you used up all of the white. Okay, so there's another one. So maybe I'll do one, two. Am I done yet? Is there places that I haven't traced? Yeah, I haven't traced here, right? So I'll start here and I'll just go. And now you know that I'm going to be done because you saw me draw the knot. But you didn't see me draw these other ones. I drew them last night. Okay, am I now done? Yeah. So the string number of this knot is 3. Okay, I can't make it with any fewer strings. I can't make it with any more strings. And so that's the end of the story. So on your first section of your worksheet, there should be 8 knots on there, and I want you to go through and tell me exactly what the string number is for each of those. Okay? Go.
So what happens if they're not knots? Like, what if you pull them apart? If you just pull them and they become apart,
and you have,
is it still a knot?
Oh yeah, it's just a knot with things that you can separate.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. This one's the really tricky one because they look like they're the same thing, but they're different. Thanks. Do you want some more colors?
We already finished it.
Oh, okay, cool. So I see people using crayons. I like that. So let's do some of this together, because this looks like fun. I want to join in. Okay, so this, I'll take a look at this one here. And what do people think for this one? Looks like it should be how many?
Two.
Two, yeah. Turn the autofocus off. Yeah. Okay, so as I go along here, I'll maybe color this like so. And I'm not done yet, so I should maybe use another color and go again, or I'll just go a second time with this, and I'll see that the string number for this guy is 2. Thanks. All right, what do people get for this one? The second one on the list? 1. Yeah, because if you trace along here, what do you get? You get all the way back to where you started, and there's nothing left. So the string number for this guy is 1. What about this one? 2. For this one? 1. See, I really like these two, because they look like they're basically the same, but they take different number of strings. So that's kind of interesting. And then we get some really crazy examples. What's the string number of this guy? 4? Wow. And this one? What'd you say? 2. And this one? 7. And this one? Consensus? 7. Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is so the string number of these knots, we wrote down the string number of these knots. So is it the case that we know definitely that the first knot is different from the second knot? Yes, it's definitely different, and why? Because in order to construct the first one, I need 2 strings, but in order to construct the second one, I need 1 string. Right? So string number 1 has red hair, and string number 2 has brown hair, and so if I asked you if they have red hair, you just flip it down. And you know that they're definitely different. What about number 1, the first one over there, and number 3? Do we know that those are definitely different? No. They have the same string number, right? It takes 2 strings to make each of them. So does that mean they're the same? No, we don't know at all. So we need more tricks, right? But we can at least say that second one, number 2, is different than these two. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these knots into boxes. So here's a box, and here's a box. That'll be the 1 box. That's the box that has all the knots that are string number 1. Okay? I can't separate those. I don't know if they're the same. I don't know if they're different. But they are different from everybody else. Okay? Now I'm going to make a 2 box, this is going to get complicated quickly. Oh, no, it's not. It's going to be all right. That's my 2 box. Everybody that's inside of that box has 2 strings. So those might be the same. They might be different. But they're definitely different from everybody in every other box. And then I can keep going, right? There's a 4 box. And there's a 7 box. And so now we can say that those are definitely different, right? But that's not so great, because we haven't found anybody besides this one who's totally on his own, right? This guy is unique. This number 4 is unique. Nobody else is unique, possibly. So what we need more tricks, okay? So that's what I want to talk about next is something called the linking number. So we have the string number, and now we're going to come up with what we call the linking number, and that'll give us another tool. Okay, so what's the string number of that knot? The string number of this knot is 2. So I'll say string number 2. What about this one? What's the string number here? 2. Okay, so I can't really tell them apart, but they're probably different, right? Because make this one with your hands, right? And now pull your hands very far away from each other. That works fine. Now make the other one with your hands. Keep your hands really close together, real tight. Now pull your hands apart. You can't do it, right? They should definitely be different. So what are we going to do? We're going to find a way to say that they are definitely different. We're going to find a way to say that, well, these two guys, they're like, they're linked together, right? And these ones are not linked together. You can pull them apart from each other. So here's how I'm going to do that. I want to give it a number, the number of times it links. And that number should end up being 0 here, and it should end up being something like 1 here, right? But how are we going to assign that number? What we're going to do is step one is to put an arrow on each. Oops, steps. One is to put an arrow on each. Okay, so maybe I'll put an arrow here going this way. Pick it whatever way you want. And then I'll put one here going this way. Okay, so now I'm gonna write down two, and it's going to sound complicated, and then we'll find a really easy way to do it. So I'm going to say assign a sign like this. So these crossings that go this way, so this is sort of like a local picture. So maybe it's just like zoomed in right here. This is, what is this? This is -1. So I'm going to put a -1 on that crossing. And then the other option is to go this way, and that's a +1. Okay, so let's do it for this. As I go along here, I'm going that way, and this is kind of going down, and this is kind of going this way. Oh man, this is confusing. It's not pointing, they're not both pointing up. So let's find a better way to do it. The better way to do it is to take your right hand, not your left hand, because you'll do it wrong if you use your left hand. Take your right hand and put it on the lower string, so your fingers point in the direction of the lower string. Okay, so that's like this. And then you look at which way your thumb's pointing. If your thumb's pointing the right way, then that's +1. If your thumb's pointing the wrong way, then that's -1. So here, this is -1, because your thumb's pointing the wrong way. You see that? On the other string. Now here, I put my thumb with the lower one. Is my thumb, or my fingers with the lower one, is my thumb pointing the right way? Yeah, so that's a +1. Okay, so that's how we're going to do it. So go around here, I look at this one, put my fingers on the lower one. Is my thumb pointing the right way or the wrong way? The right way, so I put a +1 there. Okay, now I go come down to this one. Maybe you carry your arrows around through the picture. So here and here. Okay, so I put my fingers on the lower strand. Look at where my thumb's going. Is my thumb going the right way or the wrong way? The right way, so that's a +1. Okay, and what do I do here? Well, I don't do anything, right? Because I have to do that for each crossing. But there are no crossings here, so I'm done. I've assigned all of the +1s or -1s that I need to. Okay, and so then what do I do? So that's step two. Step three is add them up. And then I wanted it to be 1 and not 2, right? If I add these up, I'll get the number 2. And this really should kind of link once, not twice. So I divide by 2. Okay, so then what happens? Add them up and divide by 2. Okay, so what's the linking number? And this is called the linking number, this here. So what's the linking number of this knot? It should be +1, right? Because what's 1 plus 1 is 2, and then I divide by 2, and so I get 1. All right, great. And then what happens, what's the linking number here? Well, there's no +1s or -1s anywhere. So I add them all up, there's none of them, and I get 0. Okay, so the linking number here, string number 1, and the linking number, or string number 2 rather, and the linking number is 0. Here, the linking number, which I'll write as LK for linking, is 1. All right? So that is now a number that's different, right? This is red hair, this is brown hair, and so I can tell these apart. So now I have more tools to tell things apart. But I have to say there's a slight trick here, and that's that in the beginning we chose which way our arrows went. So if you made a different decision from me, and you chose your arrows to all go this way, then you're going to get -1s everywhere. And so you're going to get a -2 overall, and so this is going to end up being -1. So that's silly. I don't like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something called taking the absolute value. All you need to know is take the, I don't care if it's plus or if it's minus, it's just the number, right, at the end. So I have to worry about pluses and minuses when I am doing the adding. But then afterwards, I don't care. Just make it 1. Right? So this, I'm just going to say that this is still linking number 1. All right? So this is 1, and this is 0. And so I can tell these links apart. Everybody cool with that? Any questions about that? Okay, so there should be 4 knots-ish, or 3 knots there, that want you to compute the linking number. So compute the linking number of those, and see if you can distinguish them from each other, and maybe from the knots up top. And then if you get done early, try to count the linking number of the ones that you already looked at. Oh yeah, who is it?
Where they cancel, yeah.
Absolutely. An example where they cancel. Let me think for a second. Yeah.
All right.
You wanted to know why I have to do the signs?
Yeah.
So the idea is, let me see if I can come up with the right example. So let's do this. Here. Okay, so I'm going to take... this one right here, actually. This is exactly the one I was about to draw. So let's do it for this one. Okay, let's pick some orientations. All right, so forget about this top guy. We're just going to do it for the bottom two. Okay, what's going to happen here? So I put my fingers on this one here, and what sign do I get when I do that? I should get +1, because as I put my fingers on here, on the bottom string, they're going this way, and then my thumb is going that way, and that's the correct direction, right? It's this way, and it's that way. So, yeah, that looks good. So that's a +1. So now I'm going to skip this guy, because he corresponds to this top string. I get to this one. Now what's going on? Now I put my fingers on this guy, on the bottom one. So now if I travel my arrows through, it looks like this, and it looks like this. Okay, so now I put my fingers on the bottom one, and what's the sign that I put on that one? Well, now the arrow looks like it's going... It's a -1, yeah. So now what happens when I add them up? I get 1. Oh, and then I skip this one too, because that's also on the top guy. So I get 1 -1, so I get 0. So it's 0 divided by 2, and then 0 happens to not be positive or negative, so I don't care. So that's why the signs matter, because I might... make some cancellation before I get rid of the sign.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I gotta pause you for 1 second. I got a good question that I had to answer. Suppose I wanted to compute the linking number of this knot. What would I do? Well, I assign arrows, and I just go for it, right? So what's the sign that I put here? I put my fingers on the bottom one, and it's going the wrong way, so it should be a -1. Does everybody agree? Well, so I'll do that for everything, but what about this middle one? So it goes this way, and it goes this way. And so what sign should it be? Well, put my fingers on this one, and it looks like it's going the wrong way, right? So it looks like it should be a -1. But actually, I don't want to count this guy. I only want to count the crossings, the places where it crosses, that correspond to 2 different strings. Okay? So this one, and this one, and not that one. Okay, because I could just twist these up as much as I wanted to and change the number, and I don't want to be able to change the number. So only count the ones that correspond to different strings.
So does that mean we can differentiate strings that are
We might not be able to differentiate things. Definitely.
Okay.
I'm not promising everybody that we can differentiate things. Knot theory is hard. Oh yeah. You can't really even do it for yeah exactly. It's gonna always give you zero, and so it's kinda, that's kind of useless, right? Is it?
Yeah. See.
Ah, so it is. So what's the answer for that?
Zero.
That's zero. Hmm. This guy, just gonna come over this, under, over, under, that, and then this is a trouble. So I think we'll take a break right after this. Oh, 0.5, that doesn't sound good.
Well,
right,
seven.
Yeah, exactly. That's a sign that something's probably going wrong, huh?
They figured it out.
Good, good observation. How are people doing? Do you have answers for most of these? Cool. Okay, so let's do this first one together. Actually, everybody double check that I wrote it down right. Story of my life getting these things wrong. Okay, so under, under, over, 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 under, over, under, back to there, and over, under, 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 over, under, over, 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 under. Okay, yeah. So this looks good. So I'm going to go over this real quick. So this sort of gets a little complicated when you look at it, because there are some things that you shouldn't count, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this out of, what's the string number of this? 2. Okay, so I'm going to color the two different strings different colors so that I know what's going on. All right, so that's my first step. That's the same as the board, so I'm not going to use that color. Can everybody see this orange? Does this look different than the white? Not really. Let me use red. That's quite different. How's this? Better. Okay, so the first thing I'm doing is I'm making the two different strings different colors. Okay, now I'm back to where I started. So now I pick up a new color. Blue. Okay, so now, remember our rule is we want to assign arrows to these and then write down pluses and minuses and get a number out of it. But in order to do that, we have to make sure we skip the ones that are the same color, right? So skipping the same color, we have to assign numbers. So first, let's put arrows on it. I'll just pick whichever direction. If you picked arrows going the other way, then that should be okay. So I'll add something here so I can see what's going on. I'll add another arrow here. Here, oops, here, and there. And then I'll maybe pick an arrow going this way. It doesn't matter which way you pick it. Okay, so how many crossings matter here? I'm looking for crossings where the colors are different, right? So that one matters. This one does not. It does. These all do, this one does, and these do not, right? So let's look at these. What's the number that I assigned to this? So with my arrows, the way I put them, I'm going to put my fingers on the blue string, right? Because the blue string looks like it's behind, so it's the lower string. So I'll put my fingers on that, and then my thumb is pointing in the right direction. You agree? Yeah? So I'm going to put a plus one here because it agrees. Okay, I'm going to travel along the blue string. I get up to here, and now I'm going to put my fingers on the blue string again, because that's again the lower one. And my thumb is pointing in the wrong direction, so it's a minus one. Right? Okay, keep going. So we'll get down to here. All right, so now my fingers are on the blue string here, and my thumb is pointing in the wrong direction. I feel like I need to be a yogi to do this. So that's wrong means minus one. Keep going. This is the next one. What color did my fingers go on this time? They go on the red, because the red one is the lower one. So put that underneath there. Oh, it's again a minus one, huh? Because the blue is pointing in the wrong direction. So it's a minus one. I get to here, and the red is going downwards. And again I get a minus one. Okay, keep going. Now the red is going downward still. And what sign does this get? That gets a plus one, right? Because now my thumb is going in the right direction, in the correct direction. So that's a plus one. Here, we're almost done. I am going in the correct direction. So that's a plus one. And as I keep going, okay, this is the last one. This plus one corresponds to that crossing. This is the last one. And my fingers go on the red. And I need to look at the blue with my thumb, and it's going in the right direction, so that's a plus one. Did I get them all? Okay, so what do I have? I have minus one, minus one, minus one, minus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus 1 all over 2. And what is that?
0.
Oh, it's 0. Okay, so that's equal to 0. All right, so what's the linking number of this? The linking number is 0. The string number is 2. And so we can say that it's definitely not, say, that link, right? Because the string number of this guy was 2, and the linking number of this was 1. All right? So these, both of these numbers have to agree. Both the string number and the linking number have to be the same if they're going to be the same knot. Okay? So these are definitely different. And we also said that this is different from that. Right? Because what's the string number of this knot? 2. What's the linking number of this knot? 0. So it's 2 and 0. So these two are different, right? Because this is 2 and 1 and this is 2 and 0. Are these two different? Oh, I don't know. They might be different. They might not be different, right? I don't know what the answer is. Okay? Because this has string number 2, linking number 0. This has string number 2, linking number 0. Okay? Now, if what's the answer to the next question? The next knot here, this number 2 knot here. What did you get when you computed that one? Did you get 0? Did everybody get 0? Did somebody not get 0? How many people did it once and got something like 3.5? Like, 3.5? How does that work? How do you link something 3.5 times? And the answer is because it's a one strand, uses one string knot. And so linking number is always going to be 0 for one string knots. And so we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll figure out some things that we can do for one string knots to kind of distinguish them. Because right now, their numbers are always going to be 1, 0. They're not going to be 1 anything else. So we need some better tools to analyze one string knots, and we'll do that after we take a break. Cool. All right, go get some of that delicious food. I'm going to get some coffee. Sorry?
This thing's not an invariant for things with one.
Well, no, it is. You kind of just have to like keep track of like the vector of linking numbers, right? So between like a three-stranded, between like an n-stranded knot, I have n choose 2 and choose 2 things. And so if those vectors disagree,
yes,
then it's good.
Cool.
Knot theory's hard, man.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I didn't like practice actually physically making the knots.
Yeah.
So I think that. I always forget about that.
Yeah.
I always forget how hard it is to physically make them. At least it like makes the point that like looking at diagrams is useful.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. I might go grab some food in a second. Thank you. Oh, great. Let's try that one again. Half. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you agree? Did I miss any? But remember that I made this out of string, and I showed that this guy is really the same as that. Right? Maybe you can't really see that. It's really the same as an unknotted circle, just a plain old circle. Right? And how many crossings does this picture have?
Zero.
So these are the same, but I got 7 in this picture and 0 in this picture. And so that number doesn't really make any sense. Right? You can't just count it up and say, oh, these are definitely different, right? Because if I did, then I'd say that these two have to be different. But they're not different. Right? I made this out of string and then I turned it into this one. So they are definitely the same. So I need a number that sort of works, it counts the crossings, but it does it in a smart way so that I don't get different answers for the same knot. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say that I'm going to cheat and just say that the crossing number is the smallest number of crossings that I need in order to draw my knot. So that's kind of cheating, right? That's definitely not going to be different for any different picture, because if I draw it and I have too many, well, then I'll change the picture to one that works. Okay? So this is definitely going to be, it's not going to change based on the picture of my knot, right? Because what is the crossing number of this knot? Is it 7? It's not 7. It's 0, right? Because there's a different picture for this guy with 0. And 0 is definitely the smallest number of crossings. Right? So the crossing number of this knot is 0, and the crossing number of this knot is 0. Okay? But it doesn't look like the crossing number of this knot is 0. So you have to be careful how you count this. All right? So we'd like to say that the crossing number of this guy is like 3. Right? Hopefully that's the case. Maybe this is a picture with the fewest number of crossings. If it is, then we're good to go and the number is 3. But how do I know that? All right? So let's figure out one way that we can definitely not be done. All right? So I'm going to call a silly crossing. So here's a definition. A silly crossing is one where I can draw a circle around the knot, and that circle is only going to hit the crossing. Okay? So here's an example. Yeah, so here's an example. If I draw this here, let me make sure I do the right picture. Ah, okay. So let's just draw anything here. And then make a knot. Okay, this is a silly crossing. Which one is the silly one? The one in the middle, right? Why? Because I can draw a circle on my picture which only hits that crossing. Where is it? It's going to be this one right there. You see that? Now, if you don't have any silly crossings, let's see, are there any silly crossings here? What about, is this a silly crossing? Well, let's see. If I draw a line through here, it's going to go something like that. And now I'm trapped on the inside because I can't cross anymore. I'm trapped on the outside over here. So this is definitely not a silly crossing. And the same thing goes for all the rest of these, right? If I try to draw a circle around this one, it won't work. And the same thing here. If I try to draw a circle around this one, it won't work. Okay, so maybe it's the case that no silly crossings means I have a smallest crossing number picture. Is that the case? Let's see if it's true here. Are there any silly crossings here? Maybe this top one's silly, right? Well, let's see what happens. Maybe I'll go this way. And so now I need to get back to here. Maybe I'll go down. Well, no, I really can't. Right? So this crossing's not silly. In fact, none of them are. So that's still not enough. But what's really wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture, at least in my opinion, is that there's an easy way to make it simpler. Right? Can everybody see what the easy way to make it simpler is? Can anybody tell me what the easy way is? Where is it? Is it like up here-ish? No, it's right there. Right? It's right here in the middle. Right? If I grab this piece here, I can pull it down, and I've made the picture easier. Right? It's got fewer crossings. How many would it have then? Then it would have, because then it would look like something like this, right? Now how many crossings does this picture have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah? And so that has fewer crossings. And so that certainly wasn't a smallest crossing picture. You agree? So what went wrong there is that I had this going on. I had a piece of the string which went under, and then it immediately went back under again. Most of the time that doesn't happen, right? You go under, and then over, and then under, and then over, under, over. It alternates between going under and over, right? So this is what we call alternating, because it goes under, then over, then under, etc. Right? All the way around the picture, all the way back to the beginning. And this is definitely not alternating, because it goes under and then under. Anywhere in the picture. If it's not alternating anywhere, then that's a problem. Okay? So certainly we can't have any silly crossings, because if I took this picture and I added a silly crossing, then I have one, and the number should be zero for this guy, right? So that's no good. And also, being non-alternating is also bad. And it turns out that that's enough. If you have a picture, so here's a fact. It's a super cool fact. It's very hard to prove this fact. If your picture has no silly crossings and alternates, then it's a minimal picture. That's really cool, because now we can assign numbers to our one string knots, because they're one string, zero linking, it's kind of useless, so we need something better. So can I say that this knot has crossing number 3? Well, let's see. We said there are no silly crossings, so that's good. And then does it alternate? Well, it goes over, under, over, under, over, under, and then I'm back to where I started. So yeah. So it's alternating, and it has no silly crossings. So this actually does have, this knot is a 3-crossing knot. So the crossing number of this knot is 3. All right. What about this one? It's alternating. Does it have any silly crossings? We haven't checked it yet, but that's believable, right? Nothing obvious, right? I can't draw a circle here or here or here. Maybe here, but no, not really. Maybe here. No, that won't work. So yeah, this is also has no silly crossings and is alternating. So what's the crossing number of this knot? 4. Okay, so this is a 4-crossing knot. Okay, so these knots, this one and this one, this is the trefoil, this is the figure 8 knot, their names. These are distinct, knots. They're definitely not the same. They definitely aren't the same. Right? So we can use the crossing number to distinguish knots sometimes. What do I mean by sometimes? Oh, and what's the crossing number of this knot? I hear 8, I hear 7, and I hear 0. Which one is right? I heard the same three numbers again. The number is, the answer is 0, right? It has to be minimal. And so one way to see that it's minimal is that it has to be alternating and it has to have no silly crossings. So this has a silly crossing, so let's get rid of it. So we get back to here. Does this alternate? Does it go over and under at all of the crossings? Well, yeah, I mean, there's no crossings for it to screw that up, right? So it kind of goes around, okay, check to make sure it doesn't mess it up. Okay, it didn't mess it up. Does that make sense? Right? It's like saying, when you walk down your driveway, take all of the left turns, and you get to the end of your driveway. Well, there's no left turns on your driveway, right? So you did it correctly, right? As I go here, I have to go under first at all of the crossings. Okay, I did it. All right. There are no silly crossings, and it is alternating, and so this is a minimal crossing picture, and so the crossing number is 0. Yeah.
Is there a
real term for silly crossing? Yeah, it's nugatory. And that's from before my time, even. That word has sort of escaped the English language. I'll write it down. I like silly better, because that's how I kind of learned it. It might have two G's, I'm not sure. Nugatory. I think it's like that stuff that's in candy bars, right? It's the stuff that's not good because it isn't caramel or chocolate. Right? You don't want it. It's not good. I don't know. There might be two G's. I don't know. I like silly better, so I never really learned how to spell that word. So this is alternating, and it has no nugatory crossings, no silly crossings. And so what is the crossing number of this knot? 0. So this is 0 crossing. And so what's the crossing number of this knot? 0. Because it's the same one as this one, right? We can make this in a string and turn it into that one, so it's the same knot. And so this one is also 0 crossing. Does that make sense? Any questions about that? Yeah.
Well, not about that one, but those two before.
Uh-huh.
Didn't we make those out of the string? Like, the first one, could you, like, flip over one of the sides and it makes the other one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. His question was, didn't we take this one and flip over one of the things and make it into this one? Well, we better not be able to do that, right? That'd be a problem, because we just proved that these are different. So hopefully, we didn't make a mistake. Let's check. That's a really good question. So I think I still have that knot sitting over here. Zoom out. Okay, so this was the first knot, right? That looks like that one on the far left. Oops. It did before I touched it. My girlfriend is a knitter, so all throughout my house is yarn. And so as I walk through the house, it's impossible to not just have like balls of yarn following you because it catches on your skin. Anyways, that's the story of my life. So what did we do? We grabbed this strand right here and we flipped it over. So flip it over. And then let's make it look nice. I'm going to actually slide this tie off to the side here. Something like that. Okay, is it exactly the same as this one? No, what happens? The two outside pieces come up like this instead of kind of one cutting through. So they look kind of similar, but they are actually different. What's the crossing number here? 1, 2, 3. And it's kind of hard to see whether it alternates on the dot cam, but I can pick this one up. So this is the over crossing. So it goes over. And then I can pick this one up. So it does actually go under here. And then you can't really quite see again, but you can pick this one up. So this is the over. So it goes over, under, over. Yeah, it's alternating. Okay? So that's a great question. It turns out they look very similar, but they are actually different. So good. I'm not lying to you. You can actually use this to count things. Okay? So real quickly, we have to make sure that we have no silly crossings. We have to make sure that it's alternating, and we're good to go. So what's the crossing number of this knot? Hold on. There. Yeah. What's the crossing number of this knot? There's certainly no silly crossings, and so it looks like it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do you agree at 6? It's a trick question. Why is it a trick question? Because it's not alternating, right? It goes over, and then it goes over. It turns out that the crossing number is 6, and this just happens to be a knot which doesn't alternate, but that's really hard to prove. So sometimes we just get no information. We don't know. Okay, and that's possible. That's a possible answer. I can get 3, 4, 0, or I don't know. Does that make sense? Because I can't actually compute it in this picture, and it turns out that there's no way to make this picture alternating. And so that's sometimes it's hard. Okay, I'm not telling you that knot theory is easy, because it's not. It isn't. It's not even hard to give a talk on it. Yeah. That's an awesome question, and I want to get people started. It is an awesome question, and I want to get people started on counting crossing numbers, and then I'll come talk to you about it. Okay, so be careful when you're counting crossing numbers, because sometimes you just can't do it. So I don't know is an acceptable answer. Just leave it as a question mark, okay? So everybody go get started with counting the crossing numbers on the back of the page that you just working on. There's some knots that you should count the crossing number on, if you can. What's that? Oh, yeah, sure. So hold on, time out one question. So the question I was originally asked before I got you all started on counting crossing numbers, what's the use, what's the point in knot theory? And I have two answers, the correct one and the one I like to give. Which one do you want to hear?
Both.
Okay, so the one that I like to give is the following. You really shouldn't expect an answer yet. Because in mathematics, you do mathematics, and then you eventually turn it into something like chemistry or physics, and you eventually turn that into something like engineering, and you eventually turn that into something like technology. I'm worried about falling off. You eventually turn that into something like technology. Right? Here's a great example of this. This field of mathematics called Riemannian geometry was developed in the 1870s, 18-something, late 1800s, right? And everybody was like, okay, what are you going to use that for, Riemann? Good idea, awesome, works great, you can calculate some things, good deal. What are you going to use it for? Well, he didn't have an answer. It wasn't until 50 years later that Einstein came along and said, oh, I need Riemannian geometry for general relativity. And people asked Einstein, okay, what on earth are you going to use general relativity for? Okay, gravity acts like acceleration, but only when you're really close to the speed of... I don't know what... But the important point is, there was like a 50-year period before somebody used Riemannian geometry. And even then, people were like, okay, what are you going to use that for? What are you going to use general relativity for? And then another 50 years, what happened is people started thinking about satellites. And so I said, oh, we might be able to make satellites, but there's going to be a real problem because they're going to have to move really fast. And they're going to have to take into account gravity and all this other stuff. And people started realizing, oh man, we need to account for general relativity. And people said, okay, fine, but how are you going to get satellites in the air? And this was like in the 1940s or something like that. And then, sure enough, in the 70s, so this is about 100 years later, somebody finally put a satellite up in the air, which uses general relativity to accurately keep it in space, which uses Riemannian geometry to form that theory. And so the real answer that I like to give is that you shouldn't really expect a use yet for knot theory. It's a very young subject. It was kind of developed really rigorously and like starting in the 30s and really kind of picked up in the 60s. So that's one answer. But there are some uses. For example, you can benzene is a molecule that is a string. It's a bunch of chemicals that are like point here, point here, point here, point here, and then things that connect them in a circle. And it's thought, people think, that if you take that circle, it's always unknotted every time you see it. If you take that circle and you make it into an interesting knot, then that might have different chemical properties. You might be able to do cool stuff with it. And in fact, people are starting to look at cancer research using this concept of, okay, I have this chemical, but it doesn't do exactly what I want, so maybe if I knot it, I can restrict what it does to your body and who knows what's going to happen. It's a wide open field, but that is a use currently for knot theory. There's a couple of others too. But anyways, let's get back to Earth and talk about crossing number for now. If you want to ask me more about this, I can tell you what little more I know about it. But that's kind of sort of some of the areas that knot theory is used right now. So why don't you count the crossing number on the back of your sheet, the first section of knots. You can count the crossing number for those. Go.
What about, this is simple string, right? Mm-hmm. What about split strings? Is there an area that covers that as well? A string that kind of splits?
In order to make it an interesting theory, you kind of have to hold the strings tight, right? Because if you don't hold the strings tight, then you can always unknot everything, right? But if you do that, then you get what's called braids, right? Because you can just take those and kind of like pick them up and make them into nice looking braids. And that's nice because you can kind of like, here's a braid, right? And it's got some strings coming down this way and they kind of like braid each other. And you can put another one on top of it. And then you get two braids. So it's almost like you can add them, like they're numbers. Right, and so that's kind of a cool idea. You can't really add knots. What does that mean? But you can add braids. And so in doing that, you can study knots. Really, I mean, they're kind of knots, right? You can just connect them up in a new way because now you can add them, you can subtract them, and you can do this sort of arithmetic on them.
And I can use them as units.
Exactly, yeah. And you can do stuff with them. And that has other things that you can do with it as well. That's my answer to that question. There are other things that has applications to DNA. Because DNA is incredibly long, so really it acts like one of these closed strings. You can't really unknot it because it's so long and it's so knotted up that even though it is just a strand, you can't really unknot it. And so this, you can ask the same kinds of questions. If your knot is like really complicated but unknotted, then it would take like too much money or it would cost too much to unknot it. It would cost too much time, it would take too long to do it. And so it really acts like it's knotted. And so you can sort of do the same sorts of arguments. And knot theory has been used in the world of DNA replication and specifically to like cancer research and stuff because cancer cells are incredibly efficient at replicating. Why is it? People think it might be because it's like a cancerous cell's algorithms for when it should cut and reconnect its DNA are sort of better algorithms than our body uses. And so what we want to do is sort of figure out what those algorithms are so that we can shut them down. And that's kind of some of the idea. Some people, I don't, but some people do work on applications of knot theory to cancer research.
I wonder if there is a way to pull those cells as well, you know, so that you...
Yeah, exactly.
Scramble a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Let it relearn, right, how to be efficiently...
Yeah, I mean, like, so... Imagine I have a string coming this way, and I have a string coming this way, and they want to pass through each other, and maybe that's part of the cancer cell's algorithm, is to make them pass through each other. Well, if I do that, and I have some sort of setup so that I didn't actually undo anything, right? I undo it, and then really I could just kind of pull it around and push it through, and it's the same thing, then that's kind of like tricking it, right? Because if the regular human DNA replication does one thing, and cancer does another thing, then we can maybe shut it down that way. That's kind of a thought. But yeah, I don't know much about it. That's just like, that's the extent of my knowledge about it. But I think it's kind of cool that people think that it might be able to do something. I love giving that answer. I love giving both of those answers, really. Take care. We end at 3?
Yeah.
Do you need time to wrap up or anything like that?
Like 1 minute maybe.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So then you just count the number, right? Like if it's alternating.
If it's alternating and reduced, then you just count it. Yep.
You just count it.
Yep.
Otherwise, you try and.
Oh, you might do that. Like this one, you can. This one, you can do a little bit of work with.
Like this one is going like under twice. Right? So you try and you imagine.
You might be able to do that.
Yeah.
No promises, right? With that one, I drew over there, you actually can't. It is never going to be alternating. So. Okay, so I want to make sure that I get to the next thing and let you go in time. And so I want to stop right now and go over these crossing number examples. Okay, so on this guy on the far left on the top, the first one, does he have no silly crossings? Yeah, right? That's pretty easy to see. There's only a couple silly crossings on this entire page. This is one of them. This is clearly a silly crossing. There's another one, but we'll get that in a second. That one has, the top one has no silly crossings. Is it alternating? Yeah, okay, so what's the crossing number of that knot?
Eight.
Okay, so that guy's got crossing number 8. Okay, so that means that we know that he is different from this one. He's different from this one, and this one, and this one. Right? Cool, that's neat. We have a lot of different knots that we know that are definitely different from each other. What about this one? Does he have any silly crossings?
No.
No. Is he alternating?
No.
Oh, he's not alternating?
No.
Can you fix it easily?
No.
Is there a very simple fix?
Yes.
No. So what do we put this one? I'm going to give this one a question mark. Maybe if you're super clever, you could do it, but I don't want to waste that time. Maybe I'm not even clever enough to do it. What about the next one? Oh, that's supposed to be a question mark. Is the next one, is this one here alternating? And does it have no silly crossings? Yeah, definitely. And so what's the crossing number for this guy?
7.
Awesome. Okay, what about this one? Is this one, does it have silly crossings?
Yes.
Yeah. So are we done? Can we not do anything at all? No, you can fix that silly crossing, right? How do you do it? You just grab this whole thing and you flip it. Right, so let's do that on the board. And see what happens. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe we can't do anything at the end. Okay, so if I flip that over, I'm going to leave this one the same. Now I'm going to flip this over so it goes straight over. And so what's going to happen is that this guy is going to come over now. Like he looks like he goes under now, but when you flip him, you kind of have to do this slowly, and maybe you make the actual string to do it, or you spend years like I did at a chalkboard learning how to do this stuff, and then you can actually start to do it. Watch me screw it up after saying that. But it goes over, right? Because it goes under now, but when I flip it, it's going to be over. Okay, well, once you know that one's over, then you can kind of fix the picture. You can kind of just do it from there. So this is going to come like this, and then I'm going to have a loopy thing down here, and I'm just going to do it and fix it. Okay, so how do I make it so that it's going to work? It's going to be that here. Okay, so if you made it out of string and you actually flipped it over, then you'd get this. All right, are we done? Are there no silly crossings?
No.
There's one more silly crossing.
Oh, where is it? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we get rid of that? That one's easy, right? You can just do a little twist. Okay, cool. So that, I like that. So now the question is, all right, so we've gotten rid of all the silly crossings. Is it alternating now? Well, let's see. Well, let's start right here. We'll go under, over, 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 and back to here. Yeah, it's alternating. So now we can count the crossings. How many crossings does it have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've done something wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like it should have 7, right? Okay, so the number for this one is 7. I don't know where my pen went. Here it is. The number for this guy is 7. And what's the number for this one? Did people get an answer for this one? I hear 9. How many people got 9? Cool. I'm gonna trust you on that. General census. Got 9. Okay, so we can say that that knot, oops, I'm gonna zoom out slightly here. We can say that this knot is different from every other knot that we've found so far, because it has one string, and so it's different from everybody that has more than one string. And it's got crossing number 8, and nobody else that we found has crossing number 8, except maybe this guy. I guess I don't really know what that is. So that goes in the I don't know box. And then these two might be the same. They're probably not the same, though. And then this one's definitely also different from everything else that we found, except possibly this one, because we just don't know on that guy. Does that make sense? So I can start to take these knots and put them in boxes, where boxes mean, oh, it's definitely different from these ones, right? If this has crossing number 7 and this has crossing number 8, then they are definitely different. They go in different boxes, right? This goes in the crossing number 7 box. This goes in the crossing number 8 box, okay? But there's still things that we can't do, right? We can't distinguish that one from that one up there. And so I want to talk about one more way to distinguish knots, which is actually kind of cool. It's really surprising that it works. And it's called three coloring. So you might have to pair up with some neighbors to get all the way to three colors. But the idea for three coloring, while you do that, pay attention to what the idea is. So the idea for three coloring is the following. I'm going to take this knot here. And I'm going to look at the strands of these knots. So a strand is this piece, say, from here all the way to here. It's the actual lines that I use when I draw the knot. Right? So how many strands does this knot have? It's got 3 strands. Right? And so the idea is I'm going to color the strands of this knot, if I can, I might be able to, I might not be able to, so that hopefully all of the crossings, at each crossing, I use each color. I use all 3 colors. All right, so I'm gonna do this too. So this is red, so I have to pick a different color now, so I'll use blue for this. And now I'm done. I'll just leave this as white. Right? So is it possible to color this picture using 3 colors subject to the rule that at each crossing, I use a different color for each strand? Yeah, do you agree? Yeah. Here I use red, white, blue. Here I use blue, red, white. And here I use blue, red, white. So yeah, it definitely worked. Okay, so that's the idea. There's one more rule, though. So the rules for 3 crossing, the first is each crossing must have one of the 2 options. Either it's what I just said, where I have, I don't care which one's the over and which ones are the under crossings, under strands, but I just have to use 3 different colors, or all 3 the same. That's also an option. Sometimes I need to do that. Okay, so either they're all different or they're all the same. And it's not, this is bad, right? We don't want that. Because this has 2 the same and 1 different. Okay, so I'm not allowed to do this. This is okay, and this is okay. But then this could be potentially silly, right? Because if this is allowed, then why can't I just color the whole thing with a single color? Right, because then that would easily satisfy this. So we have to put one more silly rule in, which is that you use more than one color. Use at least 2 colors. Okay, so you can't do this for all of them. This is sort of like your get out of jail free card. Like, oh, I'm at a little bit of a problem. Can I fix it with this tiny little fix? Maybe, maybe not. But I have to use at least 2 colors, so I can't do this everywhere. Okay, so this one, so the answer to these 3 coloring questions are either yes or no. I either can or I can't 3 color it. And if there's 1 knot for which I can and 1 knot for which I cannot 3 color it, then those are different knots. Okay? Just like with getting into numbers, maybe I got crossing number 7 and crossing number 6, and those are different. Right? I could three-color one, and I can't three-color the other, and so those are different. Okay? So let's have an example of one that I cannot three-color. So let's see if I can three-color the other knot that I know how to draw. Right, so what's the crossing number of this knot? Should be 4. It's alternating and there's no silly crossings, and there's 4 crossings in this picture, so the crossing number is 4. So let's see if I can 4-color or 3-color this knot. So let's pick a strand and give it a color. So maybe I'll color this one red. Okay, so let's pick this crossing now. I've got a color in this guy, and I'm trying to color in the rest of the picture. So either I make this have all the same, or make it have all different. Okay, so let's try one of them first. Let's try all different. So if I make it all different, then one of these had better be some color which isn't red. All right, so I'll make maybe the overcrossing blue. It doesn't really matter. So I'll make this one blue. And now this crossing's good, right? It's got a red, a blue, and a white. So that's great. And now you kind of keep going around the picture and make sure that everything works out all right. So what haven't I figured out yet? I'm here, and this is white, and this one I haven't figured out yet. But so what color should this be? If this is going to be blue and this is going to be white, this should be red. You agree? Okay, so let's color this red. Oh, I did it. Did I do it? No. What's wrong? This crossing's wrong, right? It's red, red, blue. And this crossing's wrong. It's red, red, white. So I probably can't three-color this knot. Why do I say probably? Because I made a choice right at the beginning. I got to check the other choice, too. Right at the beginning, I said I colored this red, and I said, well, maybe I need to make them all the same here. Right, so I have to check that option, too. So let's check that real quickly. This almost never works. So I go along, color this red, and then I said, okay, maybe I make one of these a different color, and it didn't work. So let's try this time making them all the same color and seeing what happens. So make them the same color. And then I'll make this the same color. Okay, this is going to be a problem, possibly, right? This is red, and this is red, and so this can't be white. But it could be red, right? Everything's red. I could make it red, and then this crossing is no longer a problem. But what happened? I just colored the whole thing red, and that's illegal, right? You got to satisfy condition 2 as well, right? So that's almost always what happens. But maybe you picked exactly the wrong crossing, like, because sometimes you actually do need to use this rule in order to three color something, and not just this everywhere. Like for this one, this crossing picture holds everywhere in each one of the crossings. But sometimes I actually do need this rule, and so I've tried the 2 possible options. And I couldn't three-color it, so this is a non-three-colorable knot, okay? So this is non-three-colorable, this is three-colorable, and so they're different. All right, so that's how I use three-coloring. So on the very bottom of the end of your sheet, you can find a whole bunch of things that you can try to three-color. And so give that a shot, and we only have just a couple minutes more, so I want to let you do that, and then we'll talk for just a minute at the end, and then we'll let you go. So try that. Try to three-color some of these knots. Yeah.
Previous one you're doing where you show the complicated one, it goes from 8 to 0. Just like it.
Mm-hmm.
flexible algorithm. It takes you.
Yeah. So oh, it's no, really it's not necessarily easy.
So well, when you have two overs, for example,
uh-huh.
You can't necessarily just unloop it, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Right. And if you have.
So, like, yeah, the one that I drew before, you can't do that, right? So, yeah. Can I see your pencil?
Yeah.
So, there is a.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Sorry. So, there is an algorithm. Did you want to talk about this as well? Do you want to continue talking about this?
So, like, about this guy's double overs and I can't
right,
fix it.
Can that, right.
Can be undone.
But, but with that one that was 8 that could go to the 0, was there a simple way to kind of work your way to the 0?
So there are many ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it might be possible to do it mm-hmm. Based on the fact that you start with 0 mm-hmm. and you kind of work backwards.
Yeah,
right? You can work backwards to that guy, and that teaches you the algorithm.
Okay.
But it teaches it to you backwards.
And is it complicated, the one that's not simple?
No. I mean, you just kind of make it. You just kind of keep playing with it until you get it.
The simplest possible one in a way.
Uh-huh.
But let's take a look.
Okay, great.
So, okay, this thing definitely not it, right?
So here's some optional homework if you want. There's 12 knots. See if you can separate them into various boxes using all 4 invariants that we learned today. Can you help me hand these out? Thanks.
Yeah.
What's up?
Is this allowed?
Is it allowed? As in, are these two the same color?
This is like going over, and this is green, and then this is under, so it's green and orange.
Yeah, that's not allowed. I've only used 2 colors, right? I have to have them all the same or all different. Right here I've got 2 the same and 1 different.
Okay.
And that's no good.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's okay. That's okay. That's not good, and that's kind of the same kind of thing.
Okay.
So you have to use all different or all the same at each crossing. Okay.
So when you're like trying to fix that one coloring, like you could go to one like single crossing and make them all the same.
Like, and sometimes that works. That's like a sometimes get out of jail free card.
Okay.
But it almost never works.
Okay.
Usually, if there's something you have to fix, then you're in trouble and it's not going to work.
So
you try to color the strands,
yeah.
And they you have to have those crossing conditions, and you can't use all just a single color, right? So I mean, like if you use the second one, you could color them all red, color the whole thing red, and that's bad, right? You know what I mean by strands?
But you can't have that last one where you've got
right, or you can't have any other iteration, right? They have to be all different or all the same at each crossing.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. There was 2 greens.
Yeah, so it
okay, so we only have 1.5 minutes left. I don't want to let you out late, so I better stop right now. I want to give you 1 example of this, because I think this is the most beautiful knot in the whole world. I really like this. This is a very famous knot. It shows up a lot in Nordic art. I think it's actually got a name, like the Norse something 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 knot. But so I've got you started, because I wanted to make that first crossing on the far left, I wanted to make that work. So I made them all different at that crossing, and now I'm going to see that I just kind of like have to do the rest in a certain way. Right? So at that crossing, I have a blue and a red coming in and something I haven't colored yet. So I better make that one green, right? In order to not break any rules at that point. So I'm going to make this guy green right here. I've done something wrong. Oh wait, maybe I haven't. No, I haven't. Oh, this is going to be sweet. Okay, so now I have this crossing here, right? And What color does this one have to be?
Blue.
Has to be blue. Why did I think I did something wrong? Because I'm going to change my blue color here to be this blue. Whatever, didn't work. Because now what happens at this crossing? I've got two blues, and I think I'm in trouble, right?
No.
But no, that's okay. I can make them all blue here. So I'll make them all blue. And that might mess me up later, but we'll see. Okay, so now I have this crossing here, and I've got a green and a blue, so I better make this one red. All right, so I keep going. And does it work here? Yeah, and does it work here? Aw, sweet. Okay, so I can free color this. All right. I think that's awesome. I think it's a really beautiful knot. So hopefully you got a homework sheet. You have optional homework. I'm not going to ever see it, so certainly it's not for a grade. Also, I'm not assigning a grade for you. So the goal for the homework, you have 12 knots on the homework sheet. And I want you to see just how many boxes you can put them in. So your first goal will probably be to count the strings, right? And you put them in different string boxes. And maybe if you have bigger strings, maybe you need to think about some linking numbers, right? And so maybe you can take them inside the string number 7 box. You look at the linking numbers and you say, oh, this one is linking number 7, this one is linking number 14, and so they're different. I don't know why I'm doing all multiples of 7. Then you go to the linking number 3 box and you work inside of there, and you try to make them all different. And maybe you can and maybe you can't put them all in different boxes. And the goal in the end is to see how many boxes you can correctly put them in. Ideally, you put them all in different ones, but maybe you don't. The goal is to do it correctly, okay? So I'm going to stop right now since it's time to stop. So thank you all so much for coming. I hope you enjoyed this, and let me know if you have any questions, or if you really enjoyed this, I can point you to some awesome sources for learning some more knot theory. All right, thank you.
Awesome, thank you so much. So just before you all go, thank you again for coming out. It's always awesome to see you guys. If you want to come to our next meeting, it'll be November 10th, which is another Sunday, 2 weeks from today, right here, same time. So thanks again to Nick. Thanks also to floating around. We had Ermi, Elizabeth, Nicole, and
Sarah.
I know your name. Very well.
You got to say it fast, yeah.
If you have questions, comments, things you'd like to see at Saturday morning math group or Sunday math circle in the future, talk to me or Aaron. And thanks,
everybody. Oh yeah, so there's this really cool book. I think I might be loud. Let me turn this off real quick. I don't know how to turn it off, so I'm just going to take it off.
What kind of years ago?